Christians are a people of revelation. See, we're not a religious people. We're not just an intellectual people. We're not just a noble people. We're a people who've experienced a revelation, and no one who's ever been born of the Spirit of God and had that star shine in their hearts and rise up has experienced any less. All of them have seen the star shining in the east, even Jesus of Nazareth, whom we celebrate Christmas time. The biggest question is this: has the star light shone in your heart, and are you following that star? Paul talked about an irresistible must inside him. Isn't it something, you know, you can't tell if the other guy's a real Christian. You have to accept them at face value. But you sure can tell that you are. And you don't look to you to know you are. You look to the star shining in your life.
That's right.
The light. That, you know what I love about light? Darkness can't put light out, but light can put darkness out.
Yes.
I don't care how dark it gets. It can, you know, it can get so dark in your life that you don't think another star will ever shine in that sky. It can get so down in your life you say, my God, is there a way out of this madness? But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's a light shining in your life. And God willing, and He is, it's never going to stop shining until there's daylight there and you see the dawning of a star of hope. They sought a real star shining over a baby in Bethlehem. You seek the star that is the baby, who is now a king, who is now seated at the right hand of the Father. I understand why that woman wrote that song, "He Touched Me."
Amen.
Yes.
I don't know much about her or what she stands for, but I'll tell you here and now, every born again Christian has been touched.
Amen.
By the light.
Yes. Sure.
The revelation of God in their hearts. It's an undeniable reality. It's there. It's real. It's true. It's the star. It's the day star shining in our hearts. No wonder there's a theme throughout the messages sent to the seven churches of Revelation. He says to all of them, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And then he says, "To him that overcomes, I'll do thus and so, and I'll do thus and so." There's a star shining in you. You don't have to be true to me. You don't have to be true to them. You have to be true to the star shining inside you.
That's right.
You've got to follow that. And it doesn't always lead you like in a straight path. Sometimes, you know, you go to Key West to go to Jacksonville. And they say, "What are you doing going 247 miles south when you should be going 247 miles north?" You say, "I don't know. But I know I'm going to end up in Jacksonville. I'm going over 7 Mile Bridge right now. I'm heading south, but I know I'm going to end up in Jacksonville. Because I'm following that star in my heart." You know, people talk about the peace of God that passes all understanding. I tell you what the peace of God that passes all understanding is. Knowing in your knower that you know in your knower that you know in your knower that you're being true to that star.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Nothing else like it. How then, how else could Pilgrim write his book, Pilgrim's Progress, in jail? Not a very nice place. You know, you say, "Well, I'd like to do some writing. Let me find a nice inspiring spot."
Right.
Well, how about going to jail? It wasn't our kind of jail that T.E.V. and writes. We're talking dungeon here.
Yeah,
there's a day star shining in our hearts. Are you following the star? Are you following the star? Let's move on to our third word.